Welcome, everybody, to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of my father, Rav Gershom ben Harav ben Zion. Shabbos in South Surrey begins at 8:36 this week. So this past Pesach, I was blessed to have many of my children and grandchildren home. Even before they arrived, I knew that my time with them would be quite limited due to the myriad responsibilities that I have running the Chabad house, the shul, catering, shopping, organizing, etc. But I hoped that with lots of advanced preparation and sleepless nights, I would at least get to enjoy whatever time possible with them. And I did, but it wasn't enough. As the holiday came to a close and the first group of suitcases were being loaded into the car, I had a strong sense of the Mishnah that we read in last week's Pirkei Avot, the ethics of our fathers. Hayom katzer v'hamlacha meruba. The day is short and there is much to do. So much to accomplish in the short time allotted to us. I firmly decided that during the next week that I had some of the grandchildren, Pesach wrap-up would wait while I focused on them. Although we did spend more time together, it was not nearly enough. As the time for their visit came to a close, with 1 hour left to travel time, although I was exhausted, I took the kids for a small outing, a stroll, and some more schmoozing. So much more to communicate, and again, not enough time. It reminds me of those thank you cards that I used to send. I would start writing on the bottom half, leaving the inner flap empty for a clean professional look, and then regretting it and having to cram as much as possible on the bottom and on the back. By the time I got to the end of the message, I was writing in these tiny illegible letters. You know what I mean, I'm sure. You've probably done it with postcards. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Isn't it life just like that? We start off young and carefree with a blank page. And as life progresses, we realize that life is short and we better start cramming and try to squeeze in the important things we never got around to doing. You might be surprised that effective time management is not only a professional value, but also a religious imperative. This week's Parsha details the Jewish festivals in the context of which we read about the counting of the Omer during the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuot. Just as the Jews counted the days after the Exodus from Egypt in eager anticipation to receive the Torah, so do we count these 49 days annually. But why count time? Time marches on whether we take note of it or not. What value is there in counting the days? The answer is that we count these 49 days to make us conscious of the preciousness of every single day, to make us more sensitive to the value of a day, an hour, a moment, and as we've often said, Rabbi Shimon Dover Lubavitch said, a summer's day and a winter's night is a year. You may remember that famous but sad story of the guy who was imprisoned in a high-level security cell for years. He begged the warden to give him something productive to do with his time. The warden decided to oblige him by telling him that he could keep turning the wheel which was attached to his wall, which would help energize the windmill, which produced energy to pump water, which watered all the grounds in the surrounding areas. This gave the prisoner a reason to get up each day. As he sat and he spun that wheel and he turned it with all his energies, he kept turning and turning. He imagined the wonderful, the beautiful fields that he was irrigating. He imagined vast cornfields, wheat fields, perhaps beautiful flowers, vegetables. After 25 years, when the man was finally released from prison, he was asked to first be shown the fields and the gardens that he had irrigated. Imagine the horror he felt when the warden laughed in his face. You mean you really believe that stuff? The old warden who told you that was just doing it to placate you. The newly released prisoner passed out and died on the spot. Hard work he could take, even imprisonment. But to find out that all your life's work is for nothing, that your life has no meaning, that is too devastating to bear. In tandem with the command to count our days towards the ultimate receiving of the Torah, we're also reminded in this week's chapter 3 of Ethics of Our Father to use our time wisely. Just briefly, the second Mishnah in this week's chapter 3 tells us how important it is not to sit around and waste our time, to inject some Torah life into your conversation, says the Mishnah. Don't sit idly. Sit together with someone and make sure to put Torah into your conversation. The third Mishnah this week reminds us to elevate our eating time. We're not just feeding the animal in us. We're not Homo sapiens. We're not monkeys who can talk and have brains and eat. We're Homo spiritus. We have to feed our spirits constantly. So the Mishnah tells us that if we sit together at a meal and speak words of Torah, it's as if we've eaten from the table of God. And then the third Mishnah, again this week, in Perek Shlishi, in the third Perek, speaks about regarding not idling away our nighttime. This class is not comprehensive. We can't go through all the Mishnayot inside, but I recommend you take a look and you'll see what I'm talking about. So as we count the days of the Omer and we search for all sorts of devices to manage our time, let us remember to use the time in our life by putting life into our time. Not just to count our days, but to make our days count by elevating every moment with its intended use and of using it to make this world the home that God feels comfortable in. Thank you everybody for joining me in elevating the airwaves in memory and Le'ilui Nishmat, my father, Rav Geshem and Rav Ben Zion. And please remember to light candles by 8:36. Shabbat Shalom.